The South Mitkoff Terminal was completed in 2006 at a price tag of just over $10 million. The facility was first used by the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, or IFA, an independent authority that offered service to Wrangell and Kaufman Cove. That route was suspended in 2009, and it doesn't look like it will restart anytime soon. IFA General Manager Bruce Jones estimates it would take an annual subsidy of $2 million to run the South Mitkoff, Wrangell, and Kaufman Cove route year-round.
The only way we can get that northern run coming back is if we have we have some kind of subsidy, and we're not going to get that from the federal government. So any kind of subsidy like that is going to have to come from the state. And the state has told us, at least this current administration, that they don't see that as a viable run, so they're not willing to cough up any money for it.
South Mitkoff will not be an option for the newest design of state ferry either. The Alaska-class ferry will be 350 feet long and could eventually replace a few of the aging vessels in the fleet. The first Alaska-class ferry is expected to go out to bid this summer. Marine Highway Chief Jim Beadle says the new ship will be too big to dock at the terminal on Southern Mitkoff.
Number one, the dock is not big enough to handle a ship this size. Also, there's the one at South Mitkoff has a shallow draft problem. It was designed for the IFA, which has a shallower draft, and it was designed for the fast ferries, which is a shallower draft. So there's issues with this boat if you were going to try to run it into South Mitkoff.
South Mitkoff also was meant to be used by the state's fast ferries. An earlier version of the state's transportation plan for Southeast envisioned a regional network of short-hop ferries and roads connecting regional hubs. That system included a proposed fast ferry connection between Ketchikan and South Mitkoff. The state built two fast ferries outlined in that plan, but stopped short of building two additional high-speed boats, including the one slated to do the Ketchikan to South Mitkoff run. Beadle says South Mitkoff and another terminal at Kaufman Cove were both built ahead of schedule.
If they would have been built on our timeline, because we didn't build the fast ferries 3 and 4, we would have never built the docks. But the IFA got their second boat, and that was the timeline that the terminals were built on, was for the IFA.
The IFA still is offering its service between Ketchikan and Hollis. Meanwhile, the state's first Alaska-class ferry will run in Lynn Canal once it's finished. Additional Alaska-class ships could sail in Prince William Sound and between Ketchikan and Prince Rupert. With help from Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.